David Glantz. He's from Refugee Action Collective, RAC, and today is International Refugee Day.
Yes, thanks for having me on. The weather's miserable, but the policies for refugees coming from the current government are even worse. We're out today, refugees and refugee supporters, at the State Library from 2 o'clock when the rain should be a little bit less heavy, I'm pleased to say, calling for justice for refugees and for refugee rights. We've got a government that has brought in wave after wave of legislation, essentially to make life more difficult for many refugees and asylum seekers. Pauline Hanson talks about deporting refugees. Labour is actually doing that right now with legislation that allows them to grab people off the streets and send them to the South Pacific island of Nauru. So that's one of the many horrors we'll be calling out today.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because Pauline Hanson's just dog whistling. Like you say, the Labor tries to outdo One Nation when it comes to refugees. Also, Pauline Hanson has basically put out untruths about refugees being allowed to work, refugees having access to social welfare systems within Australia. These are just actually not true.
Well, it depends on individuals' visas. Actually, there are some refugees in this country on bridging visas who do have the right to work, access Medicare and education, or to get a very small welfare payment, less than JobSeeker. The rules are very arbitrary. There are people on exactly the same visa who are not allowed to work. There are people who lose their Medicare access because their visa has to come up for renewal every 6 months. And sometimes it seems like somebody in the department is just playing games, making people's life misery. So the real crime is not that people are getting this, it's that they're not, people who are recognised as refugees are not getting permanent residency and allowed to build their lives. Now, the struggle of refugees themselves over the last 2 years has actually won a victory against the Labor government. I think it's important to recognise that. People might remember, not last year, I think it was the year before, that refugees took to the streets. They set up encampments outside MPs' offices and the Department of Border Force down in Docklands.
Yep.
That campaign, at the time, Labor gave no ground, but very quietly, a few months later, they did actually allow those refugees who were being rejected on something called Fast Track, but who were living in the country, they did give them the right to apply for permanent residency. And we know that many of those people now do have permanent residency. But that's not an act of government kindness. That's as a result of struggle by refugees, supported by people like the Refugee Action Collective.
It's really this business about dividing the community into refugees and non-refugees. I mean, it's an appalling thing for people who have... nobody leaves their home unless something is really wrong. It's a terrible, terrible thing to become fleeing from your country. And the idea that we should attack people rather than welcome them is a crime in itself, really.
Yeah, overwhelmingly, refugees coming to this country are coming from war zones or authoritarian governments. And very often those war zones are war zones where Australian troops have been on the ground contributing. So you look at it, it's Iran, Iraq, Sudan, Myanmar. People don't come here and claim refugee status from France or Japan because their lives are, more or less okay, and maybe there's room for improvement, but they're not being persecuted. People come here because of persecution and fear that their lives are at risk. They could be killed or at least tortured. And those are people who get on boats or get on planes and make the decision to leave their homeland, which would be a very wrenching one, but one that people take when they're absolutely desperate. So the trauma that the Australian government imposes on these people is re-traumatising people who have already suffered. And there are refugees in this country who've been here 13 years waiting for a permanent visa, their life on hold, their children growing up with no certainty, families that could be pulled to pieces, and that's on top of the trauma that led them to leave their homes in the first place. And the numbers involved are really tiny. In the case of Papua New Guinea, we're down to maybe a couple of dozen refugees who have been left marooned in Port Moresby by Australian government policy. You could fit them on the back of a tram, you know, with a Mikey, and bring them to this country. The numbers are tiny, and the government cruelty is enormous.
So you're calling on people to come to the rally today at 2 p.m. outside the State Library to push for a better deal for refugees and to make sure that Australia realises that refugees are people and that we should be welcoming them.
Absolutely. Bring your umbrella, but rain or shine, we'll be there standing up for refugee rights.